Okay.
Well done. Well done, Kim.
Thanks for coming.
Tell us your secret.
Tell us our secret. Actually, we don't have too many secrets. We just try new things every year and try to see if we can push the bar a little higher. And I'm often asked, you know, what's the profitability of our contest? Well, we really don't use it for a profit center. We try to learn from this. And I'm probably more excited about this than I am our 154 bushels. Our farm average this year, and you got to remember that they're all double crop beans, and we don't really raise that many soybeans, 550, 600 acres, something like that. Anyways, average 74 bushels, dry land irrigated and all, straight across the board, which is a lot bigger feat for me than the 154. And basically all we did was we just learned from our contest, and we took it and applied it to our normal acres to raise this. And another big thing is we are very fortunate to live in the state of Missouri, because Missouri is one of the few states that has the renewable fuels. The ethanol 10% kicks in January 1st, I believe.
Yep.
If we could get the 5% biodiesel kick in January 1st, we'd be one step above that even. But anyways, fortunately, we do have a governor that does push all that for us, and we're very, very fortunate for that.
At this point in time, if anybody, first of all, I want to recognize Katie Smith, the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We appreciate all the leadership that she brings to the state, and certainly am delighted to have you here today. With that, why don't we open it up for questions for Kip? Kip, do you?
What did you say the statewide average yield was?
Last year was 38. We've been as high as 48, but the last 2 years we've had some pressures with drought. But 38 was the average yield. So as you can tell, Kip's doing a little better than that.
I'm going to say we're 3 to 4 times the statewide average. Without getting real technical for people who don't know anything about growing soybeans, can you give some sense of what you have to do to get from an average of 38 to a max of almost 155?
Well, one thing we do is we're not scared to try new things, and I'm very, very fortunate within Pioneer and BASF both that one thing is they've got this wide barrage of scientists that I call on regularly, and Missouri is very fortunate too. They have Bill Webo in the state of Missouri, the soybean specialist that's very sharp. Iowa State has Pella Peterson, and I pull from both of those, but Pioneer has Dennis Belcher's BASF. He has his PhD. I can't even think of what it's in, but anyways.
That's okay.
I call Dennis pretty regular. Greg Luce is agronomist for Pioneer. I call him pretty regular. Scott Dickey's back here in the back. I call him pretty regular. And I'm not scared to ask questions, and I'm not scared to try new things. And so we're always trying something new and always trying to think outside the box and try to figure out how to push the yield level to the next step. And one thing we're going to do next year is we're probably going to totally mess up our yield contest, but we're probably taking our yield as high as we can on our current system, because one problem is we're getting our beans too tall and too rank. So we're going to have to figure out some new ways to shorten our plant structure up. So we're going to go back and rethink totally the way we're doing this to take us to, say, 200 to 250 bushels. But it'll take us 3 or 4 years of messing up before we actually figure it out. But like I said, we're not scared to try new things, probably the biggest deal.